AP News, I'm Hai Apanjwani. Chinese police say a suspect is in custody in the stabbing of four U.S. college instructors. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Chinese police say they've detained a suspect in a stabbing attack on four U.S. instructors from Iowa's Cornell College who were teaching at a university in Jilin as part of an exchange. Police say the 55-year-old suspect was walking in a park Monday when he bumped into one of the instructors and began stabbing them, along with a Chinese person who tried to intervene. China's foreign ministry calls it an isolated incident, but says the investigation continues. The four U.S. instructors are expected to recover. Iowa Representative Adam Zabner posted on social media that his brother was one of them, and he'd spoken to him from the hospital, and he was recovering from injuries and doing well. I'm Julie Walker.
At a news conference, Malawi President Lazarus Chakwera says the plane carrying Vice President Saulos Chilima and nine other people crashed and all aboard are dead.
The search and rescue team has found the aircraft near a hill in the Chikangawa forest, and they have found it completely destroyed with no survivors, as all passengers on board were killed on impact.
Speaking at a White House Juneteenth concert, President Biden says rights gained by Black Americans are under assault.
They're old ghosts in new garments trying to take us back. Well, there are. Taking away your freedoms, making it harder for Black people to vote or have your vote counted. Closing doors of opportunity, attacking the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Pakistan's authorities say security forces have killed 11 militants in an overnight operation in a former stronghold of the Pakistani Taliban in the restive northwest. This is AP News. Jurors are set to resume deliberations in the criminal case against Hunter Biden over a 2018 gun purchase when prosecutors say President Joe Biden's son was in the throes of a crack cocaine addiction. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports the main shipping channel in Baltimore's port has fully reopened to its original depth and width.
The channel was blocked to most maritime traffic for several weeks while crews worked to remove an estimated 50,000 tons of steel and concrete following the March 26th collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. A container ship, the Dolly, lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's supporting columns, sending six members of a road crew plunging to their deaths. On May 20th, the Dolly was refloated and guided back to port. The Port of Baltimore, which processes more cars and farm equipment than any other in the country, was effectively closed for several weeks while the wreckage was removed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Hai Apanjwani, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.